Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Well, we had Jim Tucker from Istanbul. He is atop a hotel, literally across the street from the Ritz-Carlton, where the Bilderberg Group is holding its meeting. But an international film crew is wanting to do an interview with him and me at the same time in the last minute. So who knows if this interview is going to happen while they try to patch in phone lines and do everything that TV people do, not understanding how radio works and how it's a live situation. But that's just the way the ball bounces. Regardless, we're in touch with a lot of reporters there on the ground in Istanbul. And I woke up this morning to this news. Texas Governor Rick Perry to attend Bilderberg. Austin, Governor Rick Perry is flying to Istanbul, Turkey today, and he left this morning, to speak at the super-secret Bilderberg Conference, a meeting of about 130 international leaders in business, media, and politics. Now, they've gone from 5-6 years ago saying it didn't exist and we were insane to the cover of the Dallas Morning News. The invitation-only conference was started in 1954 and named for the Dutch hotel where the conference was first held. Those who attend promise not to reveal what was discussed. Security is tight and the press and public are barred. The conference has been the subject of conspiracy theorists and even Christian groups who wonder about its influence. Robert Black, the governor's press secretary, said the governor was invited to attend and speak about state-federal relations. Mr. Black dismissed the conspiracy theories. He's looking forward to learning the secret handshake, Mr. Black joked. Ha, 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 ha. No, it's been secret. The media has denied it existed, and they do set policy. We've gotten the minutes out of the meetings as far back as their first official meeting in 1954 at the Bilderberg Hotel in Oosterbeek, Holland. And they are there setting the world agenda. And I've told you that Texas is the front line, ladies and gentlemen. I have, the last time a governor went, it was Bill Clinton being vetted for the presidency. Tony Blair being vetted for the prime ministership when he was a little known member of the Labour Party in the United Kingdom. This means big things for Rick Perry, the traitor. He's looking forward to learning the secret handshake, Mr. Black joke. He said that Mr. Perry is paying for the trip and hotel costs, usually among the top in the world, out of campaign contributions from his Texans for Rick Perry committee. It doesn't matter, ladies and gentlemen. This is still a violation of the Logan Act. We had Mr. 36% of the vote. Mr. Rick Perry, who couldn't even get elected by a majority in that three-way, really you call it four-way race here in Texas that we covered here ad nauseum. So we'll be breaking this down. We will attempt to get Jim Tucker on. Or is that film crew still working their magic there, John? Yeah, they're not. Yeah, see, Jim was scheduled with us, and then a film crew got him and said, let's do that interview live from the roof. And then nobody could give us the phone number in Istanbul. It took us days to work out just to get connected right at the hotel, at his room to do this. And it doesn't matter. They'll figure that out and get him down in the room soon enough. So he'll probably be on in 30 minutes or so after they're done doing that, doing their business. Yes, I could throw chairs across the room, ladies and gentlemen, but that's just because I really try to get these interviews. It's like hunting. I want to bring these to you. I get really aggressive about it. And I've just seen this stuff. I'm telling everybody, my producer here, I go, watch. There'll be some snafu at the last minute. Because I've lived this more than once, ladies and gentlemen. Especially when you're talking about people in third world countries. Or I guess you'd call them old world countries. John, don't count on them to be able to get through to us. That'll be too complex. Just call the hotel again and explain to them that the hotel's calling it their roof landline. And just continue trying, and you'll probably get the same producer on, heavy breathing, trying to figure out how to get us on. And just tell him that he's not going to get his interview unless they pull up stakes and go down to their hotel room and quit wringing their hands in a ninnying fashion.
It's here.
after a year in production and travel.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's just as I predicted. We had Jim set up for a week at this time when he got to Istanbul. He is across the street from the Ritz-Carlton, where the Bilderberg Group is meeting. They're in Istanbul. And what happened is a film crew came in and told him, oh, we have a wonderful idea. Do it from the roof with us. And then, of course, they can't get it with their phone patch to work. Instead, they could have just gotten a CD from us or the radio show. And so now they won't get an interview, and we won't get Jim Tucker for you. But Ron Paul is scheduled on the show coming up later. But it doesn't really matter. We'll get you all the inside scoop on what's happening at Bilderberg, and we have other reporters to talk to there as well. The big news here, ladies and gentlemen, is that Governor Rick Perry is now on his way or has already arrived in Istanbul. We talked to his office. They wouldn't be clear if he left last night or today. Texas Governor Rick Perry to attend Bilderberg. Governor Rick Perry is flying to Istanbul, Turkey today to speak at the super secret Bilderberg conference, a meeting of about 130 international leaders in business, media, and politics. And it says the invitation-only conference was started in 1954 and named for the Dutch Hotel where the conference was first held. And then they go into their regular jokes. It says that Mr. Perry is paying for his trip and hotel stay with money out of his campaign fund. Previous speakers at the conference have included GOP stalwarts, as outgoing World Bank Chief Paul Wolfowitz, and former U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. Last year, the conference was held in Ottawa. At the Toronto Star reported that it had received an unsigned press release saying the 2006 group included David Rockefeller, Henry Kissinger, Queen Beatrix of Holland, we can confirm this, we videotaped it, New York's Governor George Pataki, media moguls, high-level officials from Spain, Greece, and the heads of Coca-Cola, Credit, Saucy, and the Royal Bank of Canada. Bilderberg chairman Etienne Davignon, a former Belgian diplomat, granted the British Broadcasting Corps a rare interview 2 years ago in which he brushed aside myths surrounding the organization. When people say this is a secret government of the world, I say that we are a secret government of the world. We should be bloody ashamed of ourselves, Mr. Davignon said. Mr. Black said the governor was going because he was invited. He looks forward to talking to them about a system of federalism here in the United States, he said. Regarding the secrecy surrounding the event, Mr. Black said, it's their conference, and I suppose they can run it any way they want. The governor was honored that they would ask him to come speak on the American experience. Oh, sure, that's what he's doing, and he's happy to do it. Mr. Perry returns to Texas on Monday. Governor Rick Perry, ladies and gentlemen, who has handed over 8,000 miles of Texas roads to the private Spanish company Centro Zachary. Governor Rick Perry, who has been in the front line of total blanket amnesty by fiat with then-President Vicente Fox, now Felipe Calderon. Governor Rick Perry, who they've got so much dirt on, it's just unbelievable, who is a complete minion of the New World Order. Is obviously being vetted and lined up like many others that have gone there and have been vetted before. Now, I know there's a lot of press, a lot of independent reporters, even mainstream reporters there, taking photos, trying to get video right now as people arrive today and tomorrow there in... Trying to control my anger and not getting Jim on because people get in the middle of it. They're in Turkey. They're in Istanbul, in a suburb of Istanbul. And if Rick Perry is there greeting people at the door, that means they're his darling. That's like if you're their little monkey and you go and basically greet everyone at the door, it shows that you're the special person that they are going to try to bring up to the next level from regional governor to imperial sector governor, basically, is how this works. Let me guess, those guys haven't called you back yet, John.
Yeah.
Okay, I want you to do this. I want you to call the hotel and not ask for the landline, but the other line that gets the TV producer up there who's got a line that is working. And I want you to explain to him that Jim's got to go to a meeting in the next 45 minutes with a bunch of reporters that are coming back to pool information and that he's not going to get his on-the-roof interview unless they pull up stakes and give him a regular line, and that we can then give them a CD with better audio. He won't be listening. He'll be, you know, like all TV guys do. He'll be telling you, oh, they're going to figure it out when the cows come home. So what you do is you explain to him. You go, and you just say, listen to me. Just give him a regular phone line and dial it for him, and then we'll give you the disc later, okay, or you're not going to get this. And he probably won't listen. Okay, so that's how you handle that. Just call them and try to get them on. Like, I wouldn't be doing producing on the air, folks, but everything here we do is transparent, A, and B, it's good radio, and C, we don't have time. Okay, we have Jim, ladies and gentlemen. Better late than never. We'll try to keep him till 45 after. Jim Tucker, thank you for coming on, my friend.
It's always fun.
I'm glad that they were able to get all that squirreled together.
The technocrats have been hopping like bunny rabbits.
Well, I know we were going to do this in your room, but I guess somebody thought of the idea to have you do it from the roof, huh?
So we're at the top of the rooftop restaurant here.
Well, fantastic. Jim Tucker, tell us exactly where you are in or around Istanbul. I'm told that you're overlooking the hotel where the Bilderberg meeting is being held. Please give us the details.
Well, I'm at the Orient and here in mostly spin. I forgot where I am, but I'm in Turkey, and it's
I know you've been interrogated. They're running around with wiring all around you. I understand.
Yeah.
This has been a better interview in your room, but fine. Let them have their way. That's it'll make good radio. But just trying to get the report here. Did it end up being at the hotel where your source thought it would be?
Still not 100% pinned down. We were at the what was that hotel we're at this morning? It's Carlton, and it was looked like a typical Bilderberg scenario. They had the armed guards all around the place. We went all the way around the building. They had platoons of cops in formation waiting for the disbursement. And they also had cops all the way around the building, and they had all those high-tech things where every member can hear whatever spoken in any language instantly translated into his own language so they can keep up with it. But then one of the newspapers here in Istanbul today had just about a six-paragraph story on Bilderberg, and they said they'd be at the classes. Instead of Ritz-Carlton. Now, they could be lying because Bilderberg's told much bigger lies than that one. And they could have told a good, decent-eyed reporter it's going to be the classes as a diversion. Nevertheless, we're going to check it out tomorrow to see if they have the same armada there. So we feel tilted toward the Ritz-Carlton as the scene of the crime now, but we will check out the classes in case. And they've never met in two places at the same time before. And that was typically a Bilderberg formation with all those armed guards surrounding the Ritz-Carlton today. So I think I would get my favorite guess would be that Bilderberg is lying, which they're very good at. They've had a practice for more than half a century. And they're the Ritz-Carlton. They're still going to try to nail it all the way down.
Has it ever been this far down to the wire where it's about to start tomorrow and you still aren't sure exactly where it is?
Really never this close. The closest we came was some years ago when I was at the men's bar at the National Press Club in Washington with my other pair of socks in one suitcase and my good old Remington typewriter in the other. And we knew it'd be Brussels area, but not exactly where. So our Washington sources, who mingles for many years with Bilderberg luminaries, called just in time to say the something du Lac, which was about 20 miles out of town, and we're able to call the newspaper back and get the update on the precise location.
Well, there's no doubt that there's no doubt that you're going to find the location. But generally, have you ever seen them having phalanxes of troops and police and guards and buildings blocked off without that being the spot? I mean, do you think they go to that elaborate trouble to have a decoy building with that type of security?
That's exactly why I think they lied to the reporters that it'd be the classes, because in addition to all the other evidence, we had my two personal cops following me today. I was not aware of it because my nose is always sticking to the camera and my jaws are always flapping. But the TV crew said, those guys are going to follow you. And their car followed us out to the hotel. Then they identified the two cops in plain clothes, not business suits, but sports shirts and so forth, who were my cops. So I went over to tell them how bad I was to see them and so forth, and they give a silly little grin, typical, and followed us to the protest rally at the taxi square or something like that.
Jim, stay there. I want to keep you until 45 after, so at the bottom of the hour, if we can, because the interview got going a little bit late. I want to give you some breaking news. Governor Rick Perry, kind of the heir-to-be for George Bush, many have said, from right here in Texas. It's the front page of the Dallas Morning News. that he is going to Bilderberg. I want to give you this information on the other side, get your take on it. Looks like we've identified it as the Ritz-Carlton, ladies and gentlemen, in Istanbul. Jim Tucker, straight ahead.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Ted Anderson from Midas, May 31st, 2007. Gold $658.80 and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $680.14, $335.60 for half, $167.80 for quarter. That's $680.14, $335.60 and $167.80. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollar's fallen to 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran lead attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Christian city of Constantinople, now the vaunted Istanbul, right there in Turkey. He is high atop the Orient Hotel. And in the distance is the hotel where I was just talking to Jim during the break. There's no doubt. It is the Ritz-Carlton, not the Classis, outside the city. He said that there's phalanxes of troops and police and the black sedans pouring in, and his words, trundling in. Jim, continue to tell us what you saw today when you were out at the Ritz Hotel.
Well, that was about 10 o'clock this morning. We were there for about 2 or 3 hours. Cops every 30 feet all the way around the little mountain that the Ritz sits upon. And then at the main gate, there are two large platoons of armed cops. And we teased them a little bit, you know, take good care of those Bilderberg boys. They think they're important. And you give that a funny little grin. Then the TV crew identified my two cops, or whatever, the ones who had been following us from the this hotel to the scene of the crime, and then followed us later to the some kind of a rally, the anti-Bilderberg rally they had in the downtown square. Well, those two cops are probably just good guys doing their job. They probably married the girl and feed their children. So they're just doing their job. I'm not mad at those kids at all. But it helps identify the scene of the crime.
What happened when you went over to the car with the goons that were following you?
Oh, we talked to them on the sidewalk. I just told them that we'd be going to the rally after this, and they're welcome to join us. And you got that little silly grin. Then some of the other guys we met back here in the Orient about 4 o'clock identified two other cops. They'd switched shifts by then in plainclothes sitting in the lobby. So that that further suggests that Bilderberg's at the Ritz-Carlton, and the story in one of the newspapers, they say Classis is probably a lie. You'll recall that a few years ago, they actually planted a story in that newspaper in Erkenrogen, Germany. The Dorit Hotel was sealed off because they were having a meeting of physicians. There was a medical conference. They even had a funny photograph of alleged physicians meeting. The whole thing was a lie. We explained it to the girl from the local newspaper the next day, gently as possible, pointing out we know that she thought she was being nice. And they told her that she was too intimidated to correct the story. So they actually just played that with a photograph, a lengthy story about it being a medical meeting when we'd already observed the Kissingers, Rothschilds, Rockefellers, and other lower forms of life crawling, dragging their knuckles into the Dorrent.
Now, Jim, my governor, Rick Perry, it's in the front of the Dallas Morning News. I've never seen it in the Dallas Morning News. It is really starting to become more public, thanks to you and many other tireless fighters and journalists that have been exposing this, but the headline reads, Texas Governor Rick Perry to attend Bilderberg, and his gubernatorial spokesman said that he is paying for it out of campaign funds from Texans for Rick Perry Committee. This is the guy handing our state roads over to foreign Spanish-owned companies. This is the guy pushing for blanket open borders and total amnesty, which we know is a key part of the North American Union, which is the big project right now, the Bilderberg Group. What does it mean to have the governor of Texas in the Dallas Morning News just admitting he's going to Bilderberg Group? And that's a violation of the Logan Act. Can you tell folks about that?
That means he's a potential president, even as the obscure governor of Arkansas, Bill Clinton, lost his virginity at the Bilderberg meeting in Baden-Baden, Germany in 1991, and he's elected president the following year. Now, if he goes nowhere in a run for the White House in the years ahead, they'll drop him like an old shoe. They do that often. But officially, Bilderberg considers Governor Rick Perry a potential president of the United States. Yes, it's a violation of the Logan Act, for which Bill Clinton's White House was fined $300,000, which means the taxpayers paid it. But Judge Royce Lambert chewed out First Lady Hillary Clinton and in very angry tones pointed out it's illegal for federal officials to meet private citizens behind closed and locked doors.
And by the way, we got a break, Jim. Final segment with you on the other side. Let's come back with the Logan Act. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. Cartivite is a synergistic 7-herb combination, a tonic for life, for your heart, but for your whole body, to detoxify, rejuvenate, and stimulate tissue regeneration of all your cells and organs. Call for info at 888-212-8871 to order, or online at NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. There's 7 amazing herbs. Cayenne to stimulate nutrient absorption and peripheral vasculature. Garlic with allicin and 33 sulfur-containing amino acids. 17 amino acid cellular mitochondrial protection with germanium. Hawthorn with flavonoid phocyanidins and triterpenes for heart, vascular, brain, and nervous system and immune protection from peroxynitrate-free radicals. Milk thistle for silymarin to inhibit toxins and stimulate liver detox. Ginkgo biloba for the microcirculation and beta receptors for heart and vascular protection. And bilberry to act as an anti-inflammatory and free radical neutralizer. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. Again, 888-212-8871.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border, back with the Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues, too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts, now to be on the Great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Formidable Alex Jones says, this is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central. Also, be sure to visit our Tuesday guest host, Dr. Carl Sanders' website, trumpetsmen.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Istanbul, high atop the Orient Hotel. In the distance, the Ritz-Carlton, clearly where Bilderberg is being held. Jim is always very conservative because of the disinfo he's seen him put out in the past, but there are the phalanxes of military, police, guards, and black sedans going in and out. And I have never seen them just openly seeking out press. Rick Perry, people contacted the Dallas Morning News. They sought out the interview. They released the press release that he's paying for it out of his campaign money. Texas Governor Rick Perry to attend Bilderberg. Jim Tucker, we got cut off at the last break. Can you recap, go back over what the Logan Act is, what happened to Clinton, the intel we got? Hillary was there last year for only about 6 hours, but we know in the past that Clinton was fined over this. Please break down the Logan Act.
Okay, the Logan Act makes it a federal crime for any U.S. official to hold a secret meeting with private citizens to make public policy. Now, obviously, the federal officials can have a private meeting when they're planning a war are, you know, some things do have to be secret. We understand that, but you cannot meet behind closed and locked doors with private citizens to make policy as a crime. And Hillary Clinton did exactly that when she was first lady, or first alleged lady, and was solving all the health care problems, the universal health care plan and all that. She met so-called experts behind closed doors. The White House was fined $300,000 for that crime. Taxpayers paid it, of course, but Judge Royce Lambert was very strong in his denunciation of the Hillary Clinton violating the Logan Act. Stressed that it was a criminal act, and well, just chewed the White House out just wonderfully, which stresses the fact that the U.S. officials, I don't know about the laws of other countries in Europe, but the officials of the U.S. government attending this meeting are committing a crime, and they have for 50 years when they attend these meetings.
Now, Jim Tucker, what does it mean then to have Governor Rick Perry openly announcing that he's going to the Bilderberg Group? He's also claiming that they're not going to be setting policy in there preemptively. It looks like he's trying to claim it's not a violation of the Logan Act. But we have Bilderberg minutes. We have Bilderberg diaries. We have memoirs written by Bilderberg members that they are indeed founding the brainchild of the EU was there. We know that they made the decision to attack Iraq in 2003, not 2002. We know they made the decision to drop the Berlin Wall. You learned of that a year before. We know they're setting policy. So is Governor Rick Perry of Texas, Bush's minion, his aide-de-camp, is he violating the Logan Act?
Well, he's a state official. The Logan Act actually applies to federal officials. Nevertheless, it's most unbecoming. And I suspect the gray-haired old boys, the longtime Bilderberg luminaries, will chew him out or getting excited and telling the newspapers. Maybe they should stress to him more and more how secret's supposed to be. You're not supposed to admit that you're going. You're not supposed to tell anybody what happened, what transpired behind those locked and guarded doors. So, but it also means, as I said, they consider him a potential useful tool.
Well, Jim, not to correct you, but I'm actually putting the Logan Act in my new film, Endgame, that you, of course, feature in. I'm told they're making another film about Bilderberg right now, and they're videotaping this. But in Endgame, we actually have the new Logan Act. I'm going to pull it up in just a minute here on the computer. But they redid the Logan Act a few years ago to not just be federal officials, but any member of the government, state, local, it doesn't matter, with foreign officials or corporations deciding on policies of the United States or anything within the United States. So I know.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I didn't know. So they've made the Logan Act apply then to state level and local levels, which is good. The original Logan Act applied only to federal officials, but now they've extended it to include state and county and city officials, I suppose. So I'm glad to learn that. Young kids like me learn things every day.
Hey, I learn stuff every day. Here it is. This is order code RL33265. This is from Cornell Law, conducting foreign relations. Trying to scroll back here. Conducting foreign relations without authority, the Logan Act. February 1st, 2006, it was expanded. And let me go ahead now and read Logan Act summary. Any citizen of the United States, whether he may be who, without authority of the United States, directly or indirectly, commences or carries out any correspondence or intercourse with any foreign government or any officer or agent thereof in relation to any disputes or controversies within the United States or to defeat measures of the United States, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 3 years or both. The section shall not abridge the right of free citizen to apply himself or his agent to any foreign government or agent wages thereof for redress of any injury which he may have sustained from such government or any of its agents or subjects. The Logan Act was intended to prohibit United States citizens without authority from interfering in relations between the United States and foreign governments. And it goes on to say they appear to have been, and then it expands on from there. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, that's very good education. I'm glad they did expand. You say it was in 2006, a year ago, they did that update just before the Democrats got in Congress. Incidentally, as you know, the congressional leaders in the House were on the, something of a European tour, and one of the local newspapers said that from Accra, they're coming to this city to meet with economic leaders from Western Europe. It could only mean Bilderberg, which means Nancy Pelosi and the others who are Democratic leaders of the House who are taking this tour are also at Bilderberg this year.
Amazing.
There's another such meeting in Istanbul except the Bilderberg.
Now, Jim, I know there's other facets. Any other key points, anything else we need to know? Were you harassed at the airport? Did anything else happen to you?
The airport guys made me get a visa, which took a while, kind of irritated me, because once I get off the airplane, I'm ready for a cigarette. They took me down to some other window and said it cost $20. I started to give them levers, and they wanted 20 American dollars instead. I felt harassed. I suppose that may be routine, except for the cops following. That was not harassment. They had as much right to be on the same sidewalk as I do. They were not threatening in any way, physically or otherwise.
What do these chaps look like?
A middle-aged one was sort of reddish-haired, wearing sports shirts, not looking like it was conspicuously like cops, but more like any man on the street.
So they're in plain clothes?
Plain clothes, but like sports shirts and slacks, not pinstripe suits.
And it was the camera crew you're with that noticed this?
Yes, because they keep the microphone under my chin and keep me staring into the camera. So they can look around. I can't. But they were right when they said that car. They're getting in that car, and they're going to follow us to the scene of the crime, which they did. And that's when we had our pleasant little chat on the sidewalk.
Now, Jim Tucker, generally, I guess they start arriving today and tomorrow. When does it officially begin? Has it already officially begun?
They'll get to work at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. They'll have a communal breakfast about 7. Those kids do work hard. They'll start their first meeting at 8 o'clock if they follow the normal pattern and work at it till a noon lunch break and then a drink break and then back in the afternoon. Typically, Saturday morning is reserved for golf. I understand they don't have a golf course at the Carlton, I was told. But those old fools don't really play golf, not many of them, because they'd have to walk 5 steps before sitting down, which is hard enough for me to do, much less a rock star in his 90s. And they're the old buzzards.
Now, Jim, what are you planning to do? What's your game plan?
Well, we're developing sources, and I'm quite hopeful that the new type of source appeared about it first time a couple of years ago and last year in Ottawa when you were with me. In this miracle age of websites and all that jazz, I'd get a call at the hotel asking if they'll help me, and could we name a site where we could meet alone, and they'd give me a fill-in. And, of course, they don't identify them. I always say, don't tell me your name because they put me on the rack. I can't tell, well, you, at least I can't use your name. And those sources, like the other sources from earlier years, history is always confirmed what they told us and what we reported.
So your sources inside time and time again that have gotten you documents, minutes, that have gotten you the agenda so many times that Bilderberg later has admitted is accurate, it's turned out to be good info. And, Jim, can you describe why that is? A lot of times you say they won't help you at first, but then they see how rude and mean the Bilderbergs are. They do. In fact, how many witnesses have told you that they're not allowed to look the Bilderberg members in the eyes?
Several times. I'm sure they have the same drill now. Staff at the hotel just told you never look the Bilderberg guy in the eye. You do not speak to him unless he speaks to you. If Rockefeller says good morning, you're able to say good morning, Mr. Rockefeller. Otherwise, keep your mouth shut. All those petty little instructions. As far as these sources coming forward, they have for a lot of years since I was in Montreal. I've got to about 15 or 20 years ago. And the first evening I was staying at I went to a little chatty restaurant bar across the gravel road from the Bilderberg huge resort, where I'd learned it in advance the hotel staff would be meeting. So I offered to buy them a round of beer, explain my mission, ask them to help me all they could without risking themselves. And the leader of the group, speaking in French and broken English, said, no, we can't help you. Our jobs, we lose our jobs and so forth. So I understand. They said he wanted to pay for the beer because they can't help. I said, oh, no. I invite you for beer. Pay for the beer. The next evening, he came in speaking fluent English, and he said, they're trying to expeditively delete it. My country and yours too. We'll help you all we can. They came in loaded with documents that they put in their pockets instead of throwing in trash cans, or the girls put them in their purse instead of a trash can. They became my eyes and ears, eavesdropping as they served the meals and so forth, and a ton of information.
Well, this is why good is always going to win, because the people see them openly saying, we're going to bring down Europe, we're going to unify the Americas, we're going to take people's liberties, we're going to seize the infrastructure. And we know now from the SPP and other documents that's what they're doing. And so people that wouldn't help you always are ready because they see this great evil. Jim, I've just got one or two questions for you, and I'm going to let you go. But you were trying to make a point. Go ahead.
No, I'm just waiting for your question.
Jim, I know you want to be careful here, because you said back on Monday that you thought it was going to be the Classis Hotel, but that you said that could have been disinfo. Now you say it looks like it's disinfo because it's in the local paper, but you're seeing the classic, you know, Bilderberg police and military and black sedans going in and out. I mean, it's kicking off. You know, you've got sources all over the city. If it is in another location, you're surely going to find it. But would you say you're 95-98% sure now that it is the Ritz Hotel?
I'd say a good 95%.
Where is that located in Istanbul geographically? Let's say the middle of the city is the center of the face of a clock. Where are you on the face of the clock?
I think it's mostly, well, my middle map of the city is not very good, but I think it's on the edge of the city. It's on a hill all by itself, high on a hill, very tall building, high on a hill. And they can, put cops all around that hill to keep anybody from jumping over a fence to the rear and coming up from behind, and, of course, to the main entrances and so forth. So I would put it on the edge of the city, I think. I'm not even sure if that's the way these cab drivers jerk you around the city getting to a place. You can be totally geographically disoriented. But it is a snob hill, which fits their pattern.
Absolutely. Jim, in closing, I want to thank you for reporting for us here at the GCN Radio Network. And I also want to thank the film crew for their fine work. And I'm glad all's
Perrin, Levin, Warren, I'm glad that we worked everything out here in the final equation. We're able to get you on, and I want to welcome them. If you want to do it again tomorrow, I know you've agreed off-air to do another interview at the start of the show tomorrow, 7 o'clock Istanbul p.m. your time, Jim. I would like to have you again on the show for just about 10, 15 minutes to give us a report on the latest developments there, because tomorrow, obviously, you will know a lot more. That'll be in the first hour tomorrow, Jim, and feel free to bring along any reporters you want who have their own you know, their own stories to tell, so we can pool everything here together. And I would love, you know, after you're done being on with us 10, 15 minutes at the start tomorrow, to have to hand the phone over to them. And again, it's AmericanFreePress.net is the revered paper that you write for. And my last question is, sir, and then we'll let you get back to your evening of collating information and pooling with other reporters. When will we see some reports in American Free Press about what you've gleaned there?
In the very next edition, the complete story, the list will be in the very next edition.
But I also know a lot of times you do some filings that are put out on the web as well.
Well, they take my stuff and put it on the web. But I'm not very high-tech.
Well, I just want to tell American Free Press, we're going to write an article today about what you're doing, and they're welcome to use the PrisonPlanet.com article. You know, with your interview, we may even do a transcript of some of the key areas. So tell American Free Press anything they want off PrisonPlanet.com concerning Bilderberg is theirs.
That's Prison Planet.
Yes, PrisonPlanet.com. I'll contact them. It's just some of my writers are going to do a story about this interview. I'm just letting you know. You're welcome to use that. Jen, let me talk to you. Jim, I'm going to let you go. We've got a break, but Jim will be back with us tomorrow. Stay right there, Jim. I know you've got a question for me. We'll talk during this break. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. That was Jim Tucker from Istanbul. I'm Alex Jones.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at murkywater.com.
Did you know you have been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have better than a 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3NoDebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. It's really quite easy. Go to 1-2-3NoDebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Breaking news on the traitor Rick Perry, governor of Texas, violating federal law. Title 18, Part 1, Chapter 45, Subsection 953, Private Correspondence with Foreign Governments. It's now been expanded. And the U.S. Code reissuance was in 2006. I think they changed the Logan Act several years before that. I'm digging all that up right now. You talked to the governor's press secretary, Robert Black. We, of course, told him first we were with Genesis, wouldn't come to the phone. Then we told him we were with KLBJ, which we are. I am a KLBJ reporter and talk show host. Then they wouldn't do that. What you got through, well, I mean, tell us the whole story, Aaron Dykes.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Alex.
Thanks for having you on. You work here. You get a good job in there.
You know,
there's no groveling to the chief monkey.
Not a radio person.
No, you're awesome. Go ahead.
But the point is, obviously, this is the governor's press office, the official press wing of the governor's office. There should be totally public. This guy declined that he was even a public official, although... It seems to be clearly his title, but they've been frustrated with calls about...
Wait a minute. He told you, and I want word for word, write an article on this. He told you Rick Perry is not a public official.
He told me he himself is not a public official, but that he works for the governor's press office. And he would not come on the show, even though I invited him on. And, well, basically, he declined that there was anything going on. Wouldn't come on the show, even though he's a press secretary. I think that's the main point. But I mentioned the Logan Act and how Rick Perry's trip may well be in violation. He denied knowing what the Logan Act was, but then said, this is not a government trip, this is a personal trip.
Oh, I don't know what the Logan Act is, but let me give you details and a loophole to get out of it.
That's correct, yeah. He clearly knew what we were.
It's like the video we have yesterday of troops with machine guns. They're going, we don't have guns.
Yeah, Alex is on a mainline station in town, KLBJ 590, and he wouldn't come on to that show. But then, out of nowhere, with no mention, came on and said, I don't talk about conspiracy theories, which kind of alludes to his quote in the article about the secret handshake.
Now, had you used my name?
I did not use your name. I used my own name. So,
what else did he say?
That was mainly it. He batted on for a minute, but wouldn't come on.
You've got exact notes there. Aaron's really good about writing notes. I mean, specifically, word for word, Paul Watson's writing an article. What did he say? He said that he personally isn't in the government, so he doesn't have to come on? Or
well, he didn't say he wasn't in the government. He declined being a public official, I guess alluding that the governor's press office would be a private office of some kind.
But how did that even come up?
Well, he said he wouldn't come on the show, and I said, you're the press secretary, right? You'll be coming on the show, won't you? He wouldn't do it.
But he's listed as the press secretary. He's saying that's not a government position?
He's the official press secretary.
Well, he is with the government, then.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if the president's with the government. I mean, this is unbelievable. When you brought up the Logan Act specifically, he said, I don't know what that is, but no, this is a private trip, not a government trip.
Yeah, that's right. I did a little bit of explaining that the Logan Act, you know, forbids people from doing specifically international negotiations without government authority.
Hell, look at what happened with Cintra Zachary making secret deals with the Texas Department of Transportation and then telling the legislature of the state it's secret from them. I mean, that's a total violation of the Logan Act right there.
That may well be what Perry's there to discuss anyway.
Oh, there's no doubt. This thing's $200 billion, TxDOT admits they'll make in the first 14 years of this. $200 billion. And that's in phase one of the toll roads.
You know, Henry Kissinger referred to the Trilateral Commission as government in exile. And they want to say this is not a government thing, it's a private meeting. What's the definition of government? When the government's in secret, who is the government anymore?
They're there making decisions, they're making deals, and Rick Perry's a criminal on his face. Aaron, I want your opinion. I mean, you've analyzed the Logan Act. We've interviewed lawyers on this, constitutional experts. Is this a violation of the federal law?
Well, he's using personal funds, isn't he? He's not on a state trip. Isn't he supposed to work for us every day of the year? He's our
governor. It doesn't matter. See, they remember the old Logan Act. They don't know it's been revised for citizens in private action. See, they just like Tucker didn't know. We'll be right back.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com. Or call 877-300-7645.